First, I can't calm you down, I said at last, and now I can't get you to speak. I don't know whether to make you drink more or if the liquor itself is the problem.
We've had enough liquor, Sayuri. It's time you went and brought back that rock.
What rock?
The one I gave you last fall. The piece of concrete from the factory. Go and bring it.
I felt my skin turn to ice when I heard this, because I knew perfectly well what he was saying. The time had come for Nobu to propose himself as my Donna.
Oh, honestly, I've had so much to drink I don't know whether I can walk at all, I said. Perhaps Nobu-san will let me bring it the next time we see each other.
You'll get it tonight. Why do you think I stayed on after the minister left? Go get it while I wait here for you.
I thought of sending a maid to retrieve the rock for me, but I knew I could never tell her where to find it. So with some difficulty, I made my way down the hall and slid my feet into my shoes and sloshed my way, as it felt to me in my drunken state, through the streets of Gion. When I reached the Okya, I went to my room and found the piece of concrete wrapped in a square of silk and stowed on a shelf in my closet. I unwrapped it and left the silk on the floor, though I don't know exactly why. As I left, Auntie, who must have heard me stumbling and come up to see what was the matter, met me in the upstairs hallway and asked why I was carrying a rock in my hand.
I'm taking it to Nobu-san, Auntie, I said. Please stop me.
You're drunk, Sayuri. What's gotten into you this evening?
I have to give it back to him, and oh, it will be the end of my life if I do. Please stop me.
Drunk and sobbing. You're worse than Hatsumomo. You can't go back out like this.
Then please call the Ichiriki and have them tell Nobu-san I won't be there, will you?
Why is Nobu-san waiting for you to bring him a rock?
I can't explain. I can't.
It makes no difference. If he's waiting for you, you'll have to go, she said to me, and led me by the arm back into my room, where she dried my face with a cloth and touched up my makeup by the light of an electric lantern. I was limp while she did it. She had to support my chin in her hand to keep my head from rolling. She grew so impatient that she finally grabbed my head with both hands and made it clear she wanted me to keep it still. I hope I never see you acting this way again, Sayuri. Heaven knows what's come over you.
I'm a fool, Auntie.
You've certainly been a fool this evening, she said. Mother will be very angry if you've done something to spoil Nobu-san's affection for you.
I haven't yet, I said, but if you can think of anything that will.
That's no way to talk, Auntie said to me, and she didn't speak another word until she was finished with my makeup.
I made my way back to the Ichiriki tea house, holding that heavy rock in both my hands. I don't know whether it was really heavy or whether my arms were simply heavy from too much to drink, but by the time I joined Nobu in the room again, I felt I'd used up all the energy I had. If he spoke to me about becoming his mistress, I wasn't at all sure I would be able to dam up my feelings. I set the rock on the table. Nobu picked it up with his fingers and held it in the towel wrapped around his hand.
I hope I didn't promise you a jewel this big, he said. I don't have that much money, but things are possible now that weren't possible before.
I bowed and tried not to look upset. Nobu didn't need to tell me what he meant.